Welcome back to the InGaff Camera News Show. This is Breaking News Special.
Breaking news.
That's right. In a break from our usually chaotic schedule, we've chaotically dropped a new episode of the podcast.
I'm excited about it because I watched the Apple show live.
Right, yeah. So, not any of that, though.
Oh, yes. You said breaking news. There's other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got breaking news from Canon, breaking news from GoPro,
yeah,
and also from the other Japanese heavyweights of the camera world, Nikon. We've got some big news from Nikon coming up later on.
That is well worth this impromptu show, AJ. Let's go.
That's right, yes. So lots of exciting and, just interesting breaking news happening today in the world of cameras. I'm excited. Are you excited to be back so early?
I think so.
Yeah.
Should I be?
You should be, yes.
I'm really pumped to be here.
Awesome. Thanks for having me as a guest on this week's show.
This is going to be totally rad.
Yes, and we haven't discussed what's going to happen, so it's totally impromptu as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes. So what's up, AJ?
What's
Give
up?
It to me.
We're going to jump straight in.
Give it to me.
I want to know
what's going on out
story.
There.
Story. Oh, drum roll, please. And that kind of anticlimactic sound effect really sets this up perfectly for the news about the new GoPro. Now, we covered the leaks the day before it was announced.
Yes.
We got them all right.
We are good like that.
Yeah, no one ever gives us credit for being so right on the money.
No, just the hate.
Just the hate.
You get the hate.
Lots of hate.
I don't like that you said that, but it was true.
It was. So the GoPro Hero 10 Black is here.
Right.
And it's exciting, yes? You're really excited by it.
I think GoPro.
Yeah.
I don't think action camera. I think GoPro.
All right, okay. Well, here's the story. Here's the headline for you. The GoPro Hero 10 Black is overheating galore. Yeah.
Where?
Major overheating issues with the new GoPro. Lots of reports from different users and reviewers now. People have got hands-on.
Right.
Are telling us that the GoPro Hero 10 Black is overheating in as little as 20 minutes of recording.
You do realise, before you continue, there's always going to be someone moaning.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
GoPro,
yeah,
not action camera.
Okay.
It's the one that everyone wants.
Yes.
And the latest one is the best one.
Well, it may be the best one in your opinion, but this one overheats more than the Canon R5 does.
Right. What about that Samsung phone? Does it overheat more than that?
You know, on the batteries?
Yeah.
No, not as bad as that.
That was from a Prodigy song. I'm the fire starter.
This could well be the twisted fire starter. So we're getting reports that it's overheating in less than 20 minutes recording at 5K, 4K and 2K capture modes. But most specifically, when recording 4K 120 with the new HyperMotion on. Less than 20 minutes for an action camera is not very much time at all.
What about
a
cool bag?
Well, there's a whole Reddit thread about this. Lots of people disagreeing that it's actually happening, you know, a bit like COVID vaccines. Everyone likes to disagree with science. One person suggested that, because overheating has plagued GoPros through the years as they've got more technologically advanced.
Of course.
The 9 did have some, but nothing like this. And this user suggested on Reddit that he cooled his down by powering it via USB, opening the battery door, and blowing a fan inside.
So I
very
like
practical.
I like that because I think GoPro on my motorbike.
Yes.
It'll be fine.
Via so
mine probably won't overheat because, no, it's getting all of that cool.
All the air. Just open the battery door.
Yeah.
It should be fine.
So it's still the best action camera available for motorbikes.
If you're willing to power it with a USB power bank and have the battery door open with continuous airflow.
Okay, so what's the problem here?
Well, I mean, the problem is it's supposed to be like water and dust proof. That would remove that.
Okay, yeah.
And it's supposed to be portable and in action for more than 20 minutes.
And what have GoPro said about it?
Nothing. Now, the hope is that it will get fixed in a future firmware update, but I cannot see how fundamental physical problems could be fixed in firmware.
And you're saying this is happening after 20 minutes?
After 20 minutes of recording.
So at some point, let's go back to the GoPro R&D department.
Yes. Okay.
Across the table.
Yeah, good.
AJ.
Hi.
I've just noticed.
Yeah.
this camera is getting a little bit hot.
Have you thought about taking it to a cold environment?
I have, but I want to use it here, right now.
Ah.
Because this is our testing, and our job as the R&D department is to find ways of improving it. And I'm telling you, one of the things we could do is a heat sink.
Right. I've seen YouTube. Yeah. I've seen videos of action sports.
Yeah.
The clips used are never more than a minute. So just turn it on and off.
Yeah.
Just don't record
Maybe
as long.
We could let this go into mass production, because I was thinking snowboarders.
Great idea.
Motorcyclists.
Yeah. Divers.
Those people keep it cool.
Yeah.
And for those that keep it cool,
keep
GoPro.
Oh, and you've come up with a slogan.
Yeah.
But you're not in the marketing department. You're in R&D.
Well, don't worry about that too much.
Wow, you should get a pay rise.
Should we do anything about this? Or should we just spin it with a...
Just release it and maybe fix it with future models.
Sounds good.
I mean, the life of them's only a year anyway, so...
If there's any problem, we could just say do a firmware update.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, that won't change the design as
well. No, no.
People will feel better. Yes. Maybe we should just say, actually, because it's so advanced, 20 minutes is enough for any action sport.
Going back, seriously, there is a potential that it's a...
Are we still in the R&D department?
No, we're now back in the news show. There is potential that it is a firmware-limited protection, like we saw with the Canon R5 and R6.
Sure.
That was to protect the components of the camera, rather than actually physically being a heat problem.
And you know that because you saw it in the literature when it was published.
Yes. But this, so with the GoPro, they could be implementing the same thing.
Okay.
Components may be so close together in that waterproofed shell that they have to limit record time in order to save the component's life. And
the firmware lifting. You've just made that up, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
Okay, fine.
The firmware lifting could run a risk of damaging those components, but allow longer time and potentially physical overheating. That could happen.
Yeah, I'll go with
that. But it doesn't change the fact that it is obviously getting hot within 20 minutes. And GoPros always have suffered with that problem. You've got essentially a very advanced computer and camera in a tiny little shell with no real cooling because it's so small.
Can I share some advice right now?
Yeah.
We don't publish this video.
Where's that?
Nobody's going to like to hear anything negative about GoPro.
No. Much like when we slammed the iPhone ProRes the other day. Nobody likes the fact that we slammed it.
No. And you know what's happened with iPhone?
Yeah.
The Pro range.
Yeah.
If you didn't pre-order it, you're going to have to wait.
Oh,
because supply is an issue.
Seems to be for everyone. Mm.
Yeah. That's been coming out of America right now as a hot.
And also, you don't get ProRes unless you ordered the higher storage versions.
Yes. Which is why there's a supply issue, because they anticipate people wanting the smaller memory, which is traditionally where people buy.
But also they put in one of the best marketing features in the higher. It doesn't make much sense.
Bit of a problem there.
And as far as bad news goes, this follows with GoPro. It's a bad news story. It's not getting talked about a lot at the moment.
It's because it's not popular.
When Canon's R5 was overheating or had the firmware limited heat protection very early on, it was all over the internet. Reddit, Twitter, YouTube. Everyone was talking about it. Everyone was slamming Canon for it. No one's slamming GoPro for this yet. And it might just be that there's a lot of GoPro fans. And there is.
We know there is. I still like it. And I reckon it would be okay on the motorbike.
Yeah.
Not just yet.
There's one YouTuber in particular, goes by the name of Gadgets Boy, who also tested the overheating issue with the latest firmware update, the H21.01.01.100. That's for the geeks out there. And the 20-minute issue is still there. So the hope is that the next one along in the update schedule may fix some of it, but...
With GoPro not talking.
Yeah, not talking about it yet. It may be best, if you're planning on getting a GoPro Hero 10 or you sat on the fence with it, maybe best just to wait just a little bit, just to see how this develops and if they do provide a fix for it.
That's where I am.
Yeah. But the thing is, that's where we are most of the time. And by the time we've made a mind up, the new one comes out.
Yeah. And then you're back to waiting again.
Yeah. So that's the big news about GoPro. How does that make you feel about buying one now?
More gutted than before. Mm. Before I really wanted it, but I also wanted a new iPhone. I want the best one.
Good news is, heating bills are going up, so you could use it to probably heat your home.
Yeah, warm your family with GoPro.
That's like a jingle. It was meant to be the drums. Press a button, though. Please, let's move along. Oh, crickets. Nice. Actually, yeah, the sound of desertion, that would be.
Okay, is it going to stop?
Is it going to stop anytime soon? Which may well be the sight you get if you have pre-ordered a Canon EOS R3.
Great camera.
Great camera. Announced last week. We did a whole live video Q&A on it. Everything we know. A camera that's been talked about for a long time. Possibly the most important release from Canon for many a year. It's now their flagship. Let's be honest. It's replacing the 1DX3, even though Canon says it's not.
If you don't know about it, where have you been?
Exactly. Yeah, they've leaked it. They've teased it. It came out last week. And then this morning, this is breaking news. This morning, Canon have come out and said and apologised that the R3, amongst many other products, is going to be hit with supply chain issues. That they state in their apology that they've received more orders than expected for the product and it will take some time before delivery. We thank you for your orders and apologise for any inconvenience. Now, this is affecting the EOS R3 and also the two new Canon lenses that were announced at the same keynote speak.
I recognise this website you're looking at this information from.
This is a great camera news publication called 120fps.co.uk. Have you been there before?
It's good. It looks really, really full of information.
Oh, that's stories by someone called AJ.
Wow.
Good name. Yes, so it's also affecting the Canon RF16 f2.8 and the RF100 to 400 that was announced at the same time. So brand new lenses, all hit with supply chain issues with pre-orders outstripping their ability to supply.
That's surprising from Canon. I honestly thought they had warehouses stocked. They were ready to go.
For a camera that's been so long in its marketing, we first saw the bodies over a year ago.
And that is going to be devastating.
Devastating. It really hiccups the momentum that it's got. And it is their flagship camera. It's their flagship release of the year. This has to do well. And I'm sure it will still be a successful camera, but this is obviously going to be a problem. And if you have pre-ordered it, you're going to be waiting longer for it than you realised.
Techtember hasn't been very good this year.
Well, Techtember has been hit with the supply chain issues the whole technology world has. You just said about iPhone earlier.
Yeah.
We see it in the computer industry all over. Nikon had it with their camera a few weeks back.
Well, maybe it's been for the last year or so.
Yeah.
Nikon.
Well, yeah.
Nikon's forever. Been affected for a very long time. It's weird, with this. Isn't
it? Even before it was a thing. That's how advanced Nikon are.
Yeah.
The problems hit them before everyone else.
Yeah.
So huge news. And the fact that Canon have come out ahead of it and made this apology, they've essentially added it to a list of products that pre-existed that had supply chain issues already.
There's a lot of products listed. There's
a lot of products, a lot of lenses there, but the EOS R3 is the only camera body on this list. The rest are lenses and accessories. But that list is getting quite long now. It's on our website if you want to check it out, 120fps, the full list's there, 120fps.co.uk. Huge news. And do you think it'll have a detrimental effect on the product
launch? Massively. And not only that, the photography show's happening right now here in the UK.
Yeah.
Why isn't this being talked about? Why is it so quiet?
Before I published the article on our magazine, I obviously scoured the internet for other stories around it, and very little. Canon rumors had covered it, but they cover everything Canon. They were the only ones. So all the big publications that you'd expect, Tech Radar, DP Review, all of those, nothing about it. And it's come out from Canon Japan. So this isn't speculation or rumor.
See there's a proper apology there.
Yeah, this isn't us hyping something that we normally do. This is straight from Canon telling you that the EOS R3 is going to be delayed getting into your hands. I don't know, would that put you off placing an order? Because I know you were pretty hyped for it. You weren't necessarily going to jump out and spend $6,000, but
if you had it. Because I want a red.
Oh.
But let's not revisit the sadness of my red story.
And the fact that someone you know quite well has got one before you. Do you know who else has got their pre-order in?
Who?
Simon.
Burns? Right, what's happening with the state of the world right now?
Well, they're both in Canada, aren't they? So,
what's that, mate?
All a boot? No, that's Australia, mate.
I don't know.
A boot.
Give me a boot.
Well, it's like American, but the...
What's up, everybody? He's Canadian, isn't he?
Oh, shut up.
He is. I bet they're friends with him as well.
They're probably not.
I bet. No. Sponsored by Rolex and Canon. And his mates, Mark Holtz and Simon Burns.
Yeah. Yeah, but would it put you off if you... Let's ignore red for a second.
Do you know, whatever the brand, as soon as you put a delay aspect in it, the basic psychology of sales is make it available right now. I want to close the deal.
Remove the hurdle.
So an aspect of urgency is quite cunning.
Yes.
You know, or scarcity.
Yeah.
That brings about urgency. Act now and buy it and get advantage of being the first to have hands on. But when they slow it up to an unknown date in the future and you're sat on my money and I'm waiting around for this latest thing and then, like you say, the next release is still, 18 months' time?
Yeah.
It's still there in the distance. I don't know. I'd probably hold off and wait till it drops in price a little bit.
That's what it makes you do, because it makes you realise you can wait. And if I do wait, what else is going to happen?
Look at the PlayStation.
Yep.
So everyone was scalping. You're struggling to get a PlayStation 5 still.
Yes.
It's still nigh on impossible.
Yeah.
Unless you pay, it's about £250 over now.
Yes.
So if you want to pay that premium so that someone else can pocket that extra cash, you can have a PlayStation. I'll just wait until it becomes available. In fact, do you know what? PlayStation 4 is probably all right.
Yeah.
So do I really need it? And then when it does come around...
Yeah.
What's the sales that have been lost? I mean, you can't ever quantify it, but it's definitely going to have damage to the amount of units that will be sold.
Yeah.
So would I be put off? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I for once, full-heartedly agree with you.
Yeah. Well, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. A warm, fuzzy feeling.
But isn't that a strange way to end a story, that we agree with each other on something?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kind of
here's something we disagree on, and a nice way to end this short impromptu podcast.
All right.
Have you heard of the camera publication 120fps.co.uk?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I'm a big fan of that site.
You should be, because you're part of it.
I was kind of building it up.
Right. Yes, it's good, isn't it?
I'm non-biased in any way here, and I think it's a great publication.
Yes. That great publication has just released...
Oh, for God's sake.
Another free transition pack. The Camera Shake Transitions Pack, Volume 1. For all of you newsletter subscribers or just friends of the show.
Right, it's not our fault, all the negative news that you've been getting throughout TechTember, but to make you feel better...
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
We're going to give you something for free.
Yeah.
And maybe in return, you could leave a donation or something.
No, the price there says £0.
Right, so just take it.
Yeah, it's free to download. A new transition pack for your Adobe Premiere Pro or After Effects, I guess, projects. Totally free.
Entirely free.
The Camera Shake Transitions Pack. This is a cool kind of stylized transition. It shakes the camera a little bit.
What would it be worth?
I would say this would probably sell for about £35.
So if they wanted to... give something,
share it, subscribe, tell someone they know to subscribe, they will help. Much like all the transition packs that we have on our website, they're free, first of all, but also I will say, to use it, make sure your two clips are overlapping and cut to the length that you want the transition to last on the clip.
Right, so they get a tutorial for free as well.
Well, I'm not going to show them how to do it, because you could just drop it on there. But if you drop it on a whole clip, the whole clip will shake and it will look really weird. So just cut the clip to the length you want your transition to be, overlap that with the other shot, drop it on that little cut bit, make it really short, less than a second, and it's golden.
It's like you're trying to spoon feed them. Don't insult them.
Well, I get a lot of I get a lot of stupid questions.
Okay, maybe there are stupid people out there. So free stuff.
Free stuff. If you've not been on the website before, you're going to go there to download it. So whilst you're there, why not have a, you know, have a snoop around? There's loads of other free stuff. Loads of transitions, effects, it's animations.
It's worth putting a total disclaimer out there now, isn't there? It's not entirely free, is it?
Well,
you want something in return, don't you, AJ?
Well, as part of receiving it, you will have to enter an email address. And once you've entered that email address, it will add you to our newsletter.
Yeah.
Exciting.
And guess what happens then?
Once you're part of our newsletter, about every 2 weeks or so, I will email you with more free things.
Yeah.
And giveaways.
And what's the accountant advised?
That we don't do this because it'll put us out of business.
Correct.
And what have I done?
Well,
yeah,
I know. It's not a therapy session, AJ, but I just want you to recognise some of the issues here.
What my plan is, if you're wondering why we do this for free, it's purely because I see people like The Pirate and other very successful YouTubers selling these things that they've made in about 5 seconds to people that can't afford to buy them to try and be closer to them. I don't know what it is, but I see that and it makes me sick and I want to disrupt it. So I go, do you know how the best way I can disrupt it is make the same thing for free and give it away?
It's very disruptive.
It is very disruptive.
Don't know. It's a good thing, though.
It's probably not that. No, but it's very successful.
Well, yes, very successful. Yeah. And that's the concern.
Oh, yeah, true.
But no, you enjoy it. Download it.
Free.
Enjoy.
Yep.
And be disruptive.
Yes.
Be part of the disruptive movement.
The biggest help you can do for us, and on a serious note, is make sure you subscribe to our channel. That really does help us a huge amount. And share it. Wherever you find this stuff, share it with someone else that will get advantage from it. The more people that see it, the more we can do, the better it is for everyone.
Now I feel better.
Yeah. And that's it.
Cool. Have you got any other news to share?
No, it's just those two stories.
I thought you said you had something from Nikon.
Oh, yeah, I do. Shoot.
Here we go.
Oh,
the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's such
for.
A big story. I didn't even write it down. Do you want to press a button? Let's lead us in properly.
Oh, that's
not a good button to press. Yeah.
This one?
Yep. Oh, and this week on Nikon News.
Ooh, Nikon.
Pete, do you remember Nikon?
Yeah, I remember Nikon.
Yeah, do you remember them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're big, aren't they? Huge camera
What's
company.
What's the latest this week on their new camera release, AJ?
The Nikon Z9 is still not released.
Have you got a tumbleweed? That'll do.
Yeah, so still not here.
Can you sigh into the microphone? Do you know the real concern here?
Yeah.
When it does get released.
Yeah. They're not going to send it to us.
Where's the stock?
Oh.
Where's the stock? Where's the next one?
Maybe.
Z10's already out.
Maybe what they're doing is they're making millions of them, so there's stock.
Yeah.
And they can just pump them out.
It'll be the only camera you can get your hands on, apart from us, who've reported on it every week when it's not been available.
Yeah. Then we won't get one.
Anyway, we saw it at the Olympics. It was held together by tape. It looked, apart, if you could forgive the tape, it looked all right.
I'm still dubious as to whether that was real.
Mm-hmm.
There was photos from it, like the metadata and some of the photos was from the Nikon Z9.
Right.
Nikon could make that up.
Yeah.
We've still not seen it. So, you know.
That was Nikon News anyway.
That was the Nikon
News.
That
was cool. Yeah. I enjoyed that show, AJ.
That was it. Oh, you're going, okay. Well, thanks for watching and listening to the InGaff Camera News Show.
Yeah.
We've been InGaff. Pete's taking his headphones off because
I'm done.
He's done.
I've got two.
Big news this week, though, obviously. GoPro's setting fire to everything. Canon, you can't get one. And more free stuff from InGaff.
Which, so every time.
Yeah.
Every time. We ended on a high.
Yeah.
If you forgive Nikon, we kind of ruined our high.
They brought us right down there.
So that's it. Do we end with a jingle? We've got like a little soundtrack.
Yeah, it's already playing. You just took your headphones
off. Oh, there
off.
It is.
Yeah, there it is. It's about to enter. Pete, bring us to a close.
Remember, thumb show love. Be careful where you put them. That was good, wasn't it? Right on the end there.
Yeah,
right on the end. Right, I'm going for my cup of tea. Right, you know who's going to be really pissed off with that show?
What?
Peter McKinnon.
Oh, hopefully.
Free stuff? Free stuff? You'll put me out of business.
Bye.